This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The National Forest Foundation is looking for a contractor to reconstruct the trail leading to Glenwood Canyon's iconic Hanging Lake. A 2021 mudslide that started in the Grizzly Creek fire burn scar caused significant damage to the lake and the surrounding area, destroying bridges, trail sections, and downing trees. While the trail has since reopened, efforts to renovate the trail to protect against future natural disasters are expected to start this spring. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is investigating a case of stolen body parts from a Wheat Ridge cemetery. CPR's Paolo Schulzda reports.
Jeffco Sheriff's deputies were alerted to damage to the crypt entrance of a private mausoleum at Crown Hill Cemetery Wednesday morning, as well as damage to the interior, including the casket inside. Deputies say an unknown number of suspects entered overnight and removed portions of the body entombed in the casket. Neither the body parts nor the suspects were found in a search of the area. I'm Paolo Schulzda, CPR News.
The Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art is going to a pay-what-you-will model. The museum says its goal is to be as accessible as possible to everyone in the community, and that it hopes visitors who can afford to contribute more will do so. BMOCA will debut its new pay model tomorrow. It's also opening a new exhibit this week called Media Live, Technology as Healing. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, there's a chance for showers with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 57 today. Vail is under a winter weather advisory for snow and blowing snow through tonight with a high of 26. And in Grand Junction, expect partly sunny skies with a high around 60 degrees. We continue to follow jury deliberations for the trial of two Aurora police officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain. Follow our live blog at cpr.org.